Welcome to Daily Wisdom, Walking the Path with the Buddha, a podcast shared by David Roylance. This podcast is dedicated to guiding you to completely eliminate the discontent mind and the suffering it causes by attaining enlightenment. Learn and practice the teachings of Gautama Buddha that will guide you to fully attain a peaceful, calm, serene, and content mind with joy. To support this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha or visit buddhadailywisdom.com, where you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online learning resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Now, here's our teacher to share more.
Get started this morning by welcoming all of you guys. Sawadikap, Sawadikap, Sawadikap. Welcome to everyone. Today is our fifth and final day of this retreat where I'm going to be helping you guys learn about the meditation to realize non-self. Then after that, we're going to do that meditation. Then I'm going to help you guys understand these two fetters of doubt and wrong behavior and observances. I'm going to help you understand what the fetter is, the symptoms that you're going to experience as a result of having that, the way to eradicate that particular fetter, and then how to know that you've actually eradicated it. And then we'll end up taking lunch somewhere around 12:30, coming back around 2 so that you guys can kind of go out here and have lunch. We're not going to do an excursion today. And then when we come back at 2, I'm going to help you guys understand how to know that you've attained the first stage of enlightenment. And then we'll have a closing discussion where any residual questions that you guys have, any remaining questions, whether it's something I taught here or something I haven't taught here that you have questions about, you're welcome to ask any and all questions during that period. So let me help you guys understand this meditation to realize non-self. If you remember when I shared this back towards the beginning of the retreat, this is where the Buddha is describing the four meditations that he taught during his lifetime. Prior to this, he was talking about some other things that he was advising people to do in order to get to enlightenment. And that's why he says, having based himself on these five things, meaning the five things that he was talking about previously, the monk should develop further another four things. And here he talks about the meditation to eliminate sexual craving, the meditation to eliminate ill will or anger, which is loving kindness, the meditation to eliminate craving, desire, attachment, which is mindfulness of breathing or breathing mindfulness meditation. And then there's this fourth one, which is to develop the perception of impermanence to eradicate the conceit I am. When one perceives impermanence, the perception of non-self is stabilized. One who perceives non-self eradicates the conceit, I am, which is nibbana in this very life. So this is the one that I'm going to be teaching you now, is this fourth one. Okay, so the meditations that the Buddha teaches, they're all eliminating certain unwholesome qualities in the mind, and then they're cultivating certain wholesome qualities. And I kind of gave you guys some questions yesterday at the end of class to kind of help you guys to try to remember this, is that breathing mindfulness meditation is eliminating craving, desire, attachment, that mental longing and strong eagerness. That's what's causing the discontent feelings to arise. And then you're cultivating this mindfulness, awareness of mind, and this singleness of mind or concentration. That's what you're cultivating in terms of the wholesome qualities with breathing mindfulness meditation. And you're also cultivating and eliminating these qualities in other ways too. It's not just meditation that you're cultivating these qualities, but this is just one tool or one technique that you're cultivating these qualities. Then with loving kindness meditation, you're eliminating anger, hatred, ill will in the lesser versions, like frustration, irritation, annoyance, these kinds of things. Then you're cultivating this loving kindness for all beings, or this active goodwill, this genuine interest in seeing all beings be well. If you ever need the meditation to eliminate sexual cravings, this is one that you can do. Not everybody needs this. The first two, everybody would need, because every unenlightened mind has craving, anger, and ignorance. So the breathing mindfulness meditation addresses the craving, the loving kindness meditation addresses the anger, and then by cultivating wisdom, not believing any of the teachings, you're eliminating the ignorance. But this one to eliminate sexual cravings, some people need this one, some people don't. Sometimes people can eliminate their sexual cravings cravings without that. So if you had like 5-10 different boyfriends or girlfriends at one time and you learned these teachings and you realize you need to bring that down to just one, you might use this meditation to kind of bring your sexual cravings down a bit. Or if somebody has a sexual partner and you guys have decided that, okay, we're going to let go of the sexual contact at whatever point and you need help with that, that's what that meditation is for, to help you eliminate sexual cravings. So not everybody's going to need that. You can eliminate sexual cravings without this meditation, but it's one tool or technique that the Buddha teaches. And I share this in volume 1, chapter 11, and I teach it at different times in different programs, but I haven't taught it here in this program. Then there's this meditation to realize non-self that I'm about to teach you here in a moment. This one is to eliminate this concept of a self, that personal existence view that we talked about last night during the retreat, where the mind is clinging to this body and or clinging to the mind, thinking that this is who you are, the self-image or the self-identity. And I shared with you guys what that pollution is, the symptoms, how to eliminate it, various proactive ways, and then how to know that you've eliminated it. And one of the things that I taught you is to learn this meditation, that that's going to help you to be able to eradicate this personal existence view. And what you're doing is you're cultivating this impermanence through eradicating the conceit I am to realize non-self. This is what you're going to see here. Now, as I teach you this meditation, as I mentioned yesterday, you may or may not be ready to start doing this meditation. It depends on where you are in your practice. If you're still working on learning the Eightfold Path and the Five Precepts and all your other meditation, like breathing mindfulness meditation and loving kindness meditation, then that might be where you're at right now. You may not be ready to go in and start doing this meditation that I'm going to teach you. You can't just go in and start doing this meditation and then instantly realize non-self. There's a whole lot of preparatory work that the mind needs before it's willing to let go of the personal existence view. So oftentimes people are doing all the other work on the Eightfold Path for a good year, a year and a half, 2 years before they ever get to this meditation. But because this retreat, I'm teaching everything that you need in order to get to the first stage of enlightenment. That's why I'm teaching this here in this particular retreat. So even though you're learning this now, you may or may not decide to do it now. This is where you need to be on your own independent journey and realize where you are on this path to enlightenment and plot your course and plot your steps about what you need to be doing at any given time. I can always help you. I can always guide you, provide you thoughts and advice, but you need to know for yourself, you know, are you still working on understanding the three universal truths, four noble truths, Eightfold Path, five precepts, meditation training, and putting that into practice? Maybe that's where you're at. And taking your time with that and really building a really strong foundation like that, that'll serve you very well. Where I've seen some students in the past really rush through all of that, and then their practice kind of falls apart on them later because they didn't really build a really solid practice. It's kind of like building a house of cards that it fell down very easily for them because they rushed through trying to hurry up and get to these kinds of things that I'm teaching you now. So take your time. You're not in a race with anybody. You're not in a competition with anybody. You don't have to catch up to anybody. It's your own independent journey to enlightenment. So wherever you are is where you are. So I'll teach this to you. We'll do it today, but it may not even have much of an effect today because you may not have even developed the Eightfold Path and all the other teachings that you need yet. So let me share with you guys how to do this meditation. It's very similar to loving kindness meditation, where you're doing affirmations in the mind. You start off with the chanting. If you're going to do chanting, I'll start off with that. Then we'll go into a little bit of breathing mindfulness meditation, kind of getting awareness of the mind and awareness of the breath. Then we go into these affirmations where we repeat in the mind, I am not the body. You hear me do that on the out breath. I am not the body. Repeat it probably 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And then we go to the next one. I am not the mind. You repeat that several times, several times, several times. There is no self. Repeating that several times. Then I do not exist. When we say I do not exist, it doesn't mean that there isn't a being here. There is a being here. It's meaning this I that the mind is holding on to. That I or that me or that you, that self-image or self-identity, I do not exist. There is no I here. The way the Buddha describes this is he says there is no you there. that there is no you there. There's nothing here that is a you. It's just a physical body. It's just a mind, but none of that is you. So that's what you're saying here when you're repeating this as an affirmation in your mind is I do not exist, meaning that I or that me or that you does not exist. I am not the body. I am not the mind. There is no self. I do not exist. You repeat this over and over and over again, multiple times. And then ultimately, when you're done with that, then you go back to the breathing mindfulness meditation and then come out with the chanting. And you could do this any number of ways. You could do each line individually, repeating that several times. And then the next one, the next one, the next one. Or you could do, I am not the body, I'm not the mind, there is no self, all the way through, and then repeat over from the beginning. I do it as each line, I repeat it multiple times, and then I go to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. But you could also do each line once, and then repeat the whole thing again. You can do it that way as well. Either way, whatever you like. This is where you decide. You practice and see what works best for you when you're ready to practice this. And this is also documented in Volume 1, Chapter 11. You can see this there. As I share with you guys, you can get these slides from our website by downloading them from the area of the free resources. But also, this is documented in the book under Volume 1, Chapter 11. Do you guys have any questions on this? No? Those of you guys online, you're welcome to ask questions as well by putting that into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom. Or in Zoom, you can electronically raise your hand and ask any questions that you like. Okay, so I'm not seeing any questions online. So let's go ahead and do this. I'm going to teach it to you in the seated position since that's usually the go-to position. But this afternoon, when we get back together, we're going to do this meditation again. And then you can do it in the seated, lying, or standing position if you like. We don't do this one in the walking position. Okay, but if even now today, since you guys know the seated, standing, in lying, if you'd like to do any of those other positions, you're more than welcome to. Okay, so we'll start out with the chants. If you guys need the chants, throw on the laminated sheet over there on the table, and then I'll do a little bit of breathing mindfulness, and then we'll go into this one. Okay. Arahaṃ sammasambuddho bhagavā bhūtaṃ bhagavannaṃ abhivādayāmi Savakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammaṃ Namasāmi Suppatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghaṃ namāmi Namo arhaṃ bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo arhaṃ bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Namo arhaṃ bhagavato Arahato sammasambuddhassa Iti bhisso bhagavā Arahaṃ sammasambuddho Vicacaraṇaṃ sammuddho Sakkhato rokkhavitto Anuttaro purisa Dhammaṃ sati satatawa manusanam. Oto bhagavati. Okay, with the lower body and hands and arms comfortable, in the upper body erect, just close the eyes and start breathing in through the nose and out through the nose. Here you're just looking to establish the breath, a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. Not forced or controlled, just a gradual inhale through the nose, experiencing the full breath. And then, whenever you're ready, exhale out through the nose, breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. Your breath may not match up with the guidance that I'm providing, and that's okay. This is your practice. I'm just here for guidance. You can use this voice as a reminder that whenever you get to the next inhale, breathing gradually through the nose, developing a nice, natural, steady, consistent breath. And then, when you're ready, exhale out through the nose. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in and out. With the breath well established, start fixating the mind on the breath, either the sound of the breath coming into the nose or the sensation of air moving over the skin into the nose. The breath is the present moment. Fixate the mind on the breath, the present moment. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. With the mind fixated on the breath, whenever you notice that it moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. No need to observe the thought, label it, judge it, analyze it, or even try to figure out where it's coming from. Whenever you notice that the mind moves off the breath, cut that off, let it go, and come back to the breath, the present moment. Breathing in. And out. Breathing in. And out. I'm going to be quiet now and let you do this work of focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. Then I'll be back with guidance on the meditation to realize non-self. You have nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. No one needs you right now. This is your time to focus on the breath. Breathing in. And out. Continuing to breathe in through the nose and out through the nose. On your next out-breath, repeat these affirmations in the mind. I am not the body. 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 I am not the mind. 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 There is no self. There is no self. Thank you. there is no self. There is no self. There is no self. I do not exist. I do not exist. Do not exist. I do not exist. Do not exist. I am not the body. I am not the mind. There is no self. I do not exist. I am not the body. I am not the mind. There is no self. I do not exist. I am not the body. I am not the mind. There is no self. I do not exist. I am not the body. I am not the mind. There is no self. I do not exist. I am not the body. I am not the mind. There is no self. I do not exist. Now return back to breathing mindfulness meditation, focusing on the breath, cutting off and letting go anytime the mind moves off the breath. Breathing in, and out. Arahang sammasambuddhammakawa Bhutang makawannang apivateyami Savakato Mahakavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Mahakavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami Napmo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Napmo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Napmo Arhasa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti piso Mahakava Arahang Sammasambuddho Vichacharanang sammuno Sakatoro kavito Anutero purisa Dhammasati satatavapmanusanam Bhutto Bhagavati
Okay, if you guys would like to slowly make your way out of meditation, welcome to all of you guys, both here and online, who've joined us since we started meditating. Welcome to everyone. Sawadee khap. Good morning. Good morning. I'll open up to any questions you guys have on this meditation. Is there anything that you'd like to ask questions about or anything you'd like to discuss related to the meditation to realize non-self? For those of you guys online, you can put that into Facebook, YouTube, or Zoom. Or in Zoom, you can raise your hand electronically and ask any questions that you like. No questions? Okay. Let's see. I don't have anything online, I don't think either. Nope. Okay. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take about 5 minutes to reset the live stream. So then what I can come back and teach you guys is eliminating the pollution of doubt, mastering confidence, in developing wisdom. So if you guys would like to just take 5 minutes to chat amongst yourself, or if you need a restroom or some water, then I'm going to restart it in about 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To provide support for this podcast, visit patreon.com/supportbuddha. To access more teachings, visit buddhadailywisdom.com. There, you will discover a full range of courses, retreats, and online resources to assist you on the path to enlightenment. Remember to establish a daily, consistent meditation practice, along with learning and practicing these teachings. A well-developed meditation practice is the foundation in which to train the mind to attain enlightenment.